Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
We're in studio this afternoon with Sam Wright, also known as Tech Girl. Sam, hello, friend. How are you?
I'm good. It's so nice to be with Rob again. We always get together to talk esports. It's my favorite.
It is. And you've been busy lately.
I have. I've been all over the world. What a cool gig, right? Just talking about games for a living.
I mean, and she's been some of the biggest competitions in the whole world. You were just at?
The last ever CSGO major in Paris.
How many people?
I have no idea.
Tens of thousands.
Absolute chaos. Big stadium. Lots of screaming. No one believes me when I come home. They're always like, no, that's not happening for games. I'm like, it's a whole different world. And now we get to experience it here.
Yeah, it's very exciting. Sam is part of the, what are you, hosting team? Or what's your official role for this new Red Bull Kumite that's about to happen?
I'm going to be a co-host with one of the bigger broadcasters from overseas. So they're flying in all this talent from like the UK and the States and the Middle East. And I'm going to be the South African host, and then we've got some South African commentators in the mix as well.
That's going to be cool, because these big esports competitions and so on that happened overseas, I mean, the finals are always in Helsinki or in Tokyo or in Los Angeles or something. This is, I think, the first time we've ever had a big South African, well, a big world final in South Africa.
I would say it's the first time we've had a global final. So we've had like international teams fly in, but this is 15 international top Street Fighter players being flown to South Africa. Some of the international players are flying in for the last chance qualifier. We've never seen this before. It's a global final in our backyard. And I'm so hyped for like so many of my friends who play games, who love esports, who love Street Fighter. This is the first time they're going to be able to go see their hero live. It's just, I'm getting goosebumps talking about it.
Sam, take us through Red Bull Kumite and Street Fighter 6 and what this competition actually involves. So for people that don't know the gaming world, I just know Street Fighter, finish him. I don't even know if that is the right one.
It's not. I wasn't going to correct
you. Mortal Kombat. Yes. Oh, my word. See, so that's how little I know about these kind of games. But enlighten us all about what it actually entails.
So Street Fighter was that game that you used to go down to the shops with your one rand and put it in and play it. That was the vibe. Street Fighter 6 is the iteration. I think Street Fighter, I'm probably wrong here, is like 36 years old this year. It's like insane. That game's been around forever. And basically Red Bull Kumite is this global competition where they invite the best Street Fighter players from all different parts of the world. So you've got some from Tokyo, Japan. Others are coming from France. We've actually got a South African representative now as well. And they all fly in and they battle each other out in like this really rad setting. They set it up like a big cage. It's like a proper, it's as if you're going to a real live fight, except it's Street Fighter, and you get to watch these guys fight it out live. And then they're obviously competing for money, for glory. They want to be able to lift the trophy.
Yeah.
But you get to watch it. So it's like being at it's the same as when you used to go to the shops with your mates and stand behind and shout for them. Except imagine that with like 2,000 other people around you screaming.
No, it's going to be a jewel. What's the prize that's up for grabs? How much are they playing for?
I actually realized as I was saying this, I don't know what the prize money is, because for me, I'm just like, it's the glory of Red Bull Kumite. You get to be the global champion. So I'm probably going to get fired now from my job. I'll have to check that.
Listen, what I always want to know is, how do people that are professional gamers or at this level, how do you get good? Just like hours and hours of practice. Because now I know my son's going to come to me tomorrow after hearing this interview to go, I want to be a professional gamer and I want to be in the Red Bull Kumite in like 20 years. And I'll just go, no, because you're not going to sit in front of the TV game console and just play TV games forever.
So I think what's kind of cool for you, if you're a professional player or if you want to be a professional player, one, some people are just naturally talented.
Yeah.
So Red Bull Kumite is cool. They have something called the Last Chance Qualifier, which happens on Saturday. And I think that the slots are unfortunately full, but you could just sign up so anyone can come and try their luck. But if you really want to get good, it is about playing, but I think it's also not just about sitting mindlessly playing. There's training involved. Jubby M, South Africa's best Street Fighter player, will tell you he spends 2 hours watching YouTube videos of other players, and he sits with a book and he makes handwritten notes about their play style, and then he goes and gets on his PlayStation and he figures out how he would counter that play style up against the CPU. There's like a lot of thought involved.
Yeah.
It's not just a matter of sitting in front of your console for hours on end just playing your friends. Like, there's studying, there's analytics, it's understanding like different characters and how they counter other characters. So there's a lot of big brain work involved.
Yeah, there's a lot of coaching and so on. I was just having a look now, by the way. The first prize player is going to walk away with about 200,000 rand.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a little more than $9,000. It's not bad for sitting playing some Street Fighter on the weekend. When is it all going down?
So the last chance qualifier is on Saturday, but Sunday is the big one. Red Bull Kumite from 1 p.m. You can obviously watch it live on Twitch and YouTube around the world, but I think it's in Pretoria. Everyone should come through. It's going to be a tux. I think tickets are 100 rand on CompuTickets. You can come through. It's going to go on all afternoon into the evening. And there's some big surprises coming as well, some showcases, because Street Fighter 6, it's the brand new iteration of Street Fighter. So you're going to see some cool stuff as well. Plus, pretty much every single one of the best players in the world is going to be there. It's going to be insane.
It's going to be really good. I would highly recommend, if you're a fan of gaming and you've never done an esports kind of event thing, go down, go and check it out on the weekend. I've done a bunch of these things now. They're all so much fun. It's such a good time to be at. And talking about fighting and so on, I've seen on your social medias, you're in the boxing ring. How is that going?
I mean, I've never actually hit a real person, but yeah, I'm trying to do, I decided I was a Mortal Kombat fan, and now I've decided to take that into the real world. I'm doing some boxing. I actually am thinking about doing a charity match. I was thinking we should do a charity match of me versus another gamer, but then I watched some gamers who are actually really good at boxing and decided maybe not.
That's always the way it goes.
Listen, Sam, if you do a charity match, just rope this one in, because he's also a boxer.
I've seen, Rob was my inspiration.
That's
where I got my boxing gloves. I'm ridiculous though, because I have all the gear. I have these like really fancy, I'm a nerd, Assassin's Creed limited edition boxing gloves. Never hit a person, never been in a fight. Well, but I look cool.
You do though. I've seen the social media. Your style is good. The form is good. The technique. Dude, I'm really looking forward to seeing you on the stage on Sunday and watching the entire performance. And congratulations for being the South African who gets to come through and host all of this.
I mean, for me, it's the best part about my job is that there is going to be a South African player in the mix. Hopefully another South African wins the last chance qualifier. The best part about my gig, like all of that stuff is rad, but the best part is introducing those South Africans, and they get to go up there and play against the best in the world. That to me is like the most epic moment, and that's what's going to matter on Sunday.
Well, enjoy it over the weekend. It is Red Bull Kumite. It is on Saturday, the last chance qualifier, Sunday for the final event. It is in Pretoria. You can go and check out all the details. They'll be streaming live on Twitch and all over the place. And if you want to go down, you can do that as well. Tech Girl, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.